From Hollywood. From Hollywood. Welcome to the Rat's Ass Podcast with Mojo Elliott.
I'm coming off a 13-hour fast. Kind of in a rude mood today, my fiends. I could snap at any moment. All right, from the Mojo Studio One Sunset and Vine, what do you say we go on another action-packed adventure?
Let's do it.
Here's what's on tap on the wrap. Anyone else suffering from a case of swiftlash? Have you heard about the new phenomena called the Hub Sun? I'll tell you about it. And what really happened to the media and who's to blame? Today, we tell you the real story behind it. We've got a major concert tour announcement, and it's huge. You mother fathers are going to be creaming in your jeans when you hear this one. And the five phrases women use that should tell a man he should run for his life. Another round of head traumas on the way. Today, how about a game of It Sounds Dirty, But It's Not, plus our usual lunacy and loose behavior, including the fucking funny. That's what's happening today on the Rat's Ass Podcast for Thursday, October 9th. Thanks for being here, sexy mofos. Hey, we just added this to Rat's Ass Rock TV. It's very exciting, very exciting. 12 new classic rock videos, including a very cool in-studio version of ZZ Top doing LaGrange. Love this song. Billy, Dusty, and Frank doing an extended jam that you'll really get into if you like ZZ Top. You can connect on our YouTube channel at ratsasspodcast.com. Always good to be checking things out, as we know. I was checking out Instagram yesterday. I don't really Instagram too much, but I said, okay, what's all the hoopla behind Instagram? And I kept finding these things called fit checks. Have you heard of this? It's where people shoot a video of themselves telling viewers what designers they're wearing, their clothes. It's kind of like a mini red carpet at the Oscars thingy, minus the red carpet. For an example, I'll try one to give you an example. Like right now I'm wearing headphones that are my 22-year-old Sony MDR-7506s. These are professional cans. That's what we call them in the radio biz. Now the podcast biz. These are cans. I am wearing a Apple Watch, but I guess it's important for me to point out that it's titanium, if that's the point of doing the fit check, to brag about what designer labels you're wearing. My shirt is a dress tee from Tesso Abla from the Macy's collection. I'm wearing a pair of Hanes Sport Boxers, too, because they offer a nice pouch to house the trunk and doodads to keep them from swaying to the left and to the right, you know what I mean? And my jeans are just your standard Levi's 511s. And I do the podcast barefoot because in California, everything we do is like hanging 10.
Who gives a rat's ass?
But when I do wear shoes, I'm a Saucony guy. None of this Skechers BS for me. All right, let's get into the rap. As expected, we cannot get away from Taylor Swift unless we stick our head in the sand, which I'm tempted to do. I couldn't sleep the other night, so I turned on the TV for some entertainment. Turned on The Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon. Who's his guest? Taylor Swift. Yeah. First time I've really had a chance to see her sit down in an interview situation. And thought she was relatively a nice girl, a little full of herself, but you would expect her to be, I guess. But she's a big girl, kind of an Amazon woman. I looked it up. She's 5'9". And generally, when a girl's that size, she kind of has, you know, a man's ass and man's hands. But I didn't get that impression from Taylor, at least not yet anyway. But I did receive some emails and took a lot of crap from girls and guys because I mentioned on X that I rated Taylor a 5 on the 1 to 10 scale. Now, I went on Facebook and explained this, that a 5 isn't a bad score. See, it's all subjective. My 1 to 10 scale works this way. Girls 1 to 4 are friend material. 5 to 7 are very dateable. They're like fast food, very popular. Then when you get into the 8 to 10 category, that's like a 5-star restaurant. You don't go all the time, but when you go, you really enjoy it. Okay, but there is a fine line, too, between a 7 and an 8. But that's my scale. Now, here's the thing that really blew my mind about all of this, okay? I got called every name of the book, especially the big M word, misogynist, but I'm thinking, why in the hell? Women have the same scale for men. You know you do. You know you do. So you're allowed to have a scale, but I'm not, and I'm a misogynist before I do? Come on. It's not right. But anyway, Swift's album, breaking records left and right. She sold over 4 million copies in just a little over a week. Her launch movie was number one at the box office, and she's not going to tour to support the album. Who can blame her? She's, you know, mid-30s now. Clock's probably going tick-tock, tick-tock, tick-tock. She's got her man. She's engaged. She doesn't need to tour. Most bands tour because they need to sell an album. She doesn't need to. Have I listened to it? No, and I probably won't. And, you know, I've seen the reviews, And they're not so good, but her fans seem to love the album. And that, at the end of the day, that's really all that matters, is that her fans love it. And we'll have our opinions about the album, but I'm not going to bother with it. I'm not going to do that because I might like it. Then when would I, where would I be if I liked the Taylor Swift album? So let's just let Taylor be Taylor with her tight end and just kind of move on from it. All right. Have you heard about this new phenomena? It's called the hub son. Now, the story goes that it's men in their 20s who are moving back home with their single mothers and basically living rent-free, but do all the household chores while mom works. And I'm like, what the hell is this? When I heard it, I was kind of beside myself because, you know, I graduated from high school on May 23rd and I moved out the next day. May 24th, 5 o'clock in the morning, I'm packing up the car saying, see ya. You know, I grew up with a single mother. I know what it's like. I'll be damned if I wanted to go back to that. My mother, we called her Cyclone for a reason. I wasn't going back to that. So I never looked back. And I will tell you this, that at the time, rent, food, utilities, insurance, all of that stuff, it wasn't cheap based on my salary as a radio personality. I was making $186 a week. My rent took 2 weeks of my salary. The other week was car insurance. It was ridiculous. And the other fourth went to taxes. So I had to work side gigs under the table to make money to survive. I wasn't really under a table. I was spinning records at a nightclub and doing sports play-by-play. That's what I did. And I got paid under the table for doing it. Thank goodness. And yes, I did report it so I could pay my taxes on that too. At that time, I was an American. Didn't try to cheat the government. Didn't want to go to jail. But, you know, but the idea that grown men are moving home to live with their mommies kind of outraged me a little bit. I'm like, what the hell are you guys thinking? You know, I think you're kind of nuts because when you hit your 40s, you're going to look back and regret mailing it in and not taking chances. You really are. But I want to understand this phenomena. So if you have moved home with your mommy, help me understand this. ratsasspodcast@gmail.com. All right, I spent my entire life working in the radio business. Great job. Loved it. In fact, I don't feel like I ever had a job because I loved it so much. But in the mid-90s, it kind of all changed, thanks to the cigar man in the White House, Bill Clinton. Yes, he signed something called the Telecommunications Act. And corporate radio was born, and they just sucked the life out of it. And looking back now, I hung out for 27 more years, not willing to give it up, and I probably should have. I should have walked away when everybody else did. But for the love of it and the money, at that time was so good, I had to stay involved. But I ran across this video on TikTok that summed it up in a nice little tight package. And this is what has happened to the media that a lot of us grew up with.
In 1996, Clinton signed the Telecommunications Act. They told you it would lower your cable bill. Instead, six companies bought everything you watch, read, and hear. Before 1996, one company couldn't own newspapers, radio, and TV in the same city. Today, Sinclair owns 294 stations and forces them all to read the exact same script. Follow to see which billionaires control your local news. Clear Channel owned 40 stations in 1995. After Clinton's signature, 1,200 stations overnight, your local DJ fired, replaced by recordings from Texas. One voice, thousand cities. The bill's author? Roy Neal, who immediately became president of the telecom lobby. His payoff? $2.3 million a year. Clinton's FCC chairman, Reed Hunt, now makes millions at private equity firms buying media companies. Your cable bill in 1996? $22 monthly. Today? $217 for the same channels. They promised competition. You got monopolies. Comcast, Disney, Viacom, AT&T, Fox, and Discovery now control 90% of everything. In 1983, it was 50 companies. Local newspapers? Gutted. 2,100 closed since 1996. Bought by hedge funds, stripped for parts, shut down. Your town meetings? No one's watching anymore. They didn't deregulate media. They handed it to six billionaires who now decide what you're allowed to know.
Now, this hasn't been proven, but I've always thought Clinton did this to silence Rush Limbaugh. I really did. But the funny thing is, these companies are now victims of their own their own nonsense, what they've created, so to speak. They've gutted the business to the point it barely exists today. Advertisers spend a fraction with TV, radio, and print than they used to. The audience erodes more and more every single year. And I think by 2020, at least from radio standards, AI is going to replace it all. It's already started to replace it. But I think by 2030, we're going to be there. All right, as promised, we're going to check in with Tim from Kicking Herald for a major, major concert announcement. And like I said, get ready to cream your jeans on this one.
Holy hell, Rush is going on tour.
I need a drink.
If you haven't heard, Geddy Lee and Alex Lifeson announced this morning that Rush will be hitting the road in 2026. They'll be playing in 7 cities, doing over 30 songs in each set, and the new drummer that's going to be playing with them is Annika Niles. Geddy also said that he wants to play more bass, rocking out with Alex in front, so they're going to get a touring keyboard player, but he will play the signature lines. And Alex said they will be paying tribute to Neil.
I'm not crying. You're crying.
If you follow my page, you know how much Rush means to me. I post about them all the time. They are my favorite band. And I've been saying for years that I thought this was going to happen at some point. Everyone said it was crazy. Well, guess what?
Take off, you hosers.
All right, thank you, Timmy. Yeah, the tour is called the 50-something tour. And the 7 lucky cities starting on June of 2026 are 4 shows here in Los Angeles, California. I'm going to be parking my tukus in one of those. 2 shows in Mexico City, Mexico. 4 shows in Fort Worth, Texas. You got 4 shows in Chicago, Illinois. 4 shows in New York, New York. Toronto, Canada will get 4 shows. And 2 in Cleveland. You're probably thinking, Cleveland? Why Cleveland? Well, first of all, it's a Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. That's where the home is. And back in the 70s, a radio station called The Buzzard, 100.7 WMMS, great radio station. As you know, Cleveland's a very blue-collar town, especially, back in the 70s. It was kind of like Pittsburgh, where I grew up. And they happened to play the song Working Man off the debut album. And they kind of broke Rush nationally from that. Because once MMS played it, everybody took stock and said, wow, we should play it too. So, you know, radio station in Cleveland kind of got credit for breaking Rush in the United States. And Geddy and Alex are going to say, hey, thank you very much, Cleveland. And I'm guessing if all goes well, more cities may be added down the road. I mean, it's still June of, 2026 before they kick it off. But, God, they got to do the Sphere in Las Vegas. I'd be shocked if they pass that up. All right, to those gentlemen who haven't moved home to live with their mommies and are actively seeking women for companionship, be forewarned. There are now, according to the experts, 5 phrases you need to key in on, and it means if you hear them, you need to run for your lives. These women are not for you, and they are. Number 1, you're such a nice person with a heart of gold. Number 2, you know if you loved me, you'd prove it. Number 3, you're not like other guys. And number 4, my ex was so toxic, but you're so safe. And number 5, you know, God, I don't know what I did to deserve you, but you do deserve better than me. All of these phrases lead to one thing. Take care of me so I can go bang around with bad boys, and I'll pretend like I care about you so I can have my cake and eat it too.
Ooh, that's a bingo.
If you call him Sporto, he'll punch you smack dab in the nads. Here is Mojo Elliott with Rat Sports.
Oh, yeah, you never want to call me Sporto. All right, the New York Yankees are finito. The Toronto Blue Jays sent the Pinstripe Boys packing 5-2 to win that best-of-5 series 3-1. Detroit smacked Seattle 9-3 to even that series up at 2 games each. The winner of Game 5 moves on. Philadelphia stayed alive by beating the Dodgers 8-2. L.A. leading that series still 2-1. And the Cubbies, Chicago Cubs, beat Milwaukee 4-3 to stay alive in that series. The Brewers also lead that series 2-1. If you're a hockey fan, time to come out of hibernation. The NHL regular season is underway, with most teams playing their first game this week. In the WNBA Finals, Las Vegas is 1 game away from winning another WNBA title. They beat Phoenix 92-88 on Wednesday. They now take a commanding 3-0 lead over the Mercury. In NFL Thursday Night Football tonight, we've got division rivals Philadelphia and the New York Football Giants padding up to go at it. You can get my weekly picks for Week 6 on the blog at ratsasspodcast.com. All right, check in the chat box. James Ramos from Mount Lebanon, Pennsylvania. Know Mount Lebanon very well. Says, how does a guy from L.A. end up being a Pens fan? Well, Jack, I guess you don't know that I grew up near Pittsburgh, close to where you're at in Mount Lebanon. But that's how it started. When I started in radio, I wanted to be a sportscaster. And my first gig was covering the Pittsburgh Penguins. Now, at this time, I wasn't a Pens fan. They were terrible, first of all. They had these awful powder blue uniforms, and they just really didn't draw the attention of the fans. Then they went to the Steelers and Pirates, gold and black, and they drafted a man by the name of Mario Lemieux. You might have heard of number 66. And it was all over for me at that point. And that's how I became a Pens fan, and I've always been a Pens fan from that day forward. All right, Rich Gorman, Ventura, California, says, who do you think the Lakers starting five will be to start this season? I think you just throw in DeAndre Ayton to go with LeBron James, Roy Hachimura, Austin Reeves, and Luka Doncic. That's who will start. I mean, these four guys played together last season. They know each other, and chemistry is a big part of the game. So I think they throw in DeAndre Ayton. They learn how to play with him. That's your starting five. Okay, the bench improved by picking up Marcus Smart and Jake LaRavia to go with Jackson Hayes, Gabe Vincent, and Jared Vanderbilt. So they're a very deep team with those 10 guys. I don't think we're going to see a whole lot of Dalton Connect and Bronny James this year, or Max Kleber. I don't think we're going to see a lot of those guys unless somebody tweaks an ankle. But keep in mind, too, it's not who starts. It's about who finishes the game that matters. And at the end of the games, I expect Marcus Smart to be one of those guys on the court. All right, and that is sports for you today on The Wrap.
Rat's Ass Podcast. Head trauma.
All right, today I thought we'd whip out a game of, it sounds dirty, but it's not. I'm going to give you three clues, and you have to tell me what I'm describing. All right, clue number one, I'm wet on all sides. Clue number two, you have to go down to find me. And number three, my bush is thick. It sounds dirty, but it's not. I'm wet on all sides. You have to go down to find me. And my bush is thick. Think about it. We'll have the answer for you coming up a little bit later on the podcast.
It's time for some loose behavior on the Rat's Ass Podcast.
Who wants to have some fun? Let's get into today's Fuggin' Funny. Here is Adam Carolla with one of those great idea moments.
All the progressive politicians want to get rid of ICE, right? AOC, Kamala's like, oh, we're going to get rid of ICE. We got to reimagine and everything. I don't get it. I like ICE. They do a job. We need them. Immigration, customs, enforcement. What's wrong with that? And I realize, I think it's the name. They don't like the name ICE. Sounds so cold, so impersonal. Remember Top Gun, Iceman? No one liked that guy. But I came up with a foolproof way to keep ICE. All we have to do is modify the name just a little bit. Just start it with the word national. National Immigration Customs Enforcement. Nice.
Hey, heads up. Here comes your celebrity cheese.
All right, country legend Dolly Parton released a video on Wednesday to chill people out who were scared by reports that she was dying. Apparently, her younger sister went on social media asking for prayers for Dolly. Well, she assured everyone that she and her 40 double Ds are on the mend and fans will be seeing her again real soon. Travis Kelce, Taylor Swift's tight end, has a sister-in-law named Kylie. She's married to Travis's brother, Jason. Did you follow all of that? She also has a podcast, and on it she alluded to having buyer's remorse having married Jason after listening to Swift's song Wood off her new album, which apparently pays homage to Travis's Redwood, or his junk. And judging by Kylie's comments, she got the twig between the two brothers. All right, Joy Behar of The View just turned 83, and during her birthday celebration on her celebration episode, she proudly announced that all of her holes have dried up. Now, only a disgusting hag would say that. So now if we can just get her to shut her cake hole up, I think we'd be better off that way, don't you? All right, rocker Gene Simmons from the band Kiss passed out behind the wheel of his SUV in Malibu earlier this week and hit a parked car. Gene's wife Shannon said the doctor had recently changed his medication, but that wasn't determined to be a factor in the accident. The end game here is Gene is just fine. He's already back to working and looking for a way to make a quick buck on the incident. And I know you're going to find this one hard to believe, but Yeah. Britney Spears has now been single for 230 days.
Who gives a rat's ass?
Rat's Ass Podcast. Email from our Gmail.
All right, this is where anything goes based on your questions, comments, and observations. Amos B. from Chapel Hill, North Carolina. In your opinion, who is responsible for the government shutdown? Well, you know I'm going to say the Democrats, but I've got proof. I don't come without facts, okay? They need 60 votes in the Senate to keep the government open, okay, to end the shutdown. 53 Republicans voted to open it. 53. Okay, Rand Paul, the rogue Rand Paul, always votes, you know, negative because he's Rand Paul. That's what he does. But three Democrats voted for it. They need four more Democrats to step up and vote yes to keep the government open. Okay, so therefore, they're responsible for the shutdown because they could end it today. Today, if the Democrats said, four people stepped up and said, yeah, we're going to end this fiasco, you know? Suck it, Chuck. That's all they need to do. All right, Bernice H., Daytona Beach, Florida, said, you haven't really touched on the rise of radical Muslims in America. Is it a problem or not? Oh, you're damn right it's a problem. But actually, I like and agree with Tim Kramer's take on this. Listen close.
It's time we start talking about this honestly. There are a group of people in this nation that are openly calling for your removal from this nation. Now, they're not from here originally. They came from somewhere else, but they don't like the way that we're running things. And so they want to displace you and replace you with them. And this is how they're going to do it.
Take up arms and defend yourself and do preemptive strikes wherever those preemptive strikes, which is offensive jihad, is needed.
Now, I'm sure that there's some of you out there that are going to say, well, you're an Islamophobe. That's why you're posting this kind of shit. No, I do not have an irrational fear of Islam or Muslims. It's not irrational. They've proven time and time again that they should be feared, because when they say that they're going to come and do something, they come and do something.
You've all heard of 9/11, right? JK, Anaheim, California. Are you for or against Prop 50? 100% against the Gavin Newsom proposed bill because it takes power away from Californians. They're saying they're giving power back, but it's a lie. It gives power to the Democrats to openly redistrict California in their favor to help Gavin Newsom win the presidency in 2028. Now, if you see the ads, they present it like it's a national referendum against Trump. Okay, they've got Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, also known as AOC, from New York. You got Jasmine Crockett from Texas, race beating it. Has nothing to do with them at all. This is a California-only issue, but Newsom is pulling the old political okey-doke on the uninformed California voter. And get this one. Newsom took $300 million from the state budget to put into this, along with George Soros's $10 million, and he vetoed a bill that would have given our firefighters a much-deserved, much-needed raise. Yeah, it's all about him, folks. All about him. But I'll tell you right now, if this Prop 50 passes, I really believe it's rigged. I haven't seen or talked to anybody here in Southern California that says, oh yeah, give me that Prop 50. All right, Stephen C., Santa Fe, New Mexico. Did you see where Jane Fonda went off on Donald Trump sending troops to other states to fight violent offenders? Yeah, I saw that too. But who gives a rat's ass what Hanoi Jane has to say? Like most 90-year-old men and women, she's out of her damn mind, and here's what I would tell her.
Jane, you ignorant slut.
You know, if Joe Braindead Biden and his administration didn't allow 12 million illegals, 12 million plus illegals, let's say, to pour across our border, unvetted, undocumented, and unvaccinated, by the way, while they were shoving a needle in your arm, Trump wouldn't have to do what he's doing right now. He wouldn't be spending billions and billions of our tax dollars above what Joe Biden spent. That's costing us a lot of money. None of what we're dealing with today happens if Trump would have been reelected in 2020. So those of you who voted for Biden, this is on your head, not Trump's immigration fix, okay? You've got people from the military and from the National Guard because you voted for that. You voted for that in 2020. 77 million voters, legitimate voters, mandated this in 2024. All right, Roberto M. from Amarillo, Texas. Amarillo. Okay, he said, on X, you recommended a lady, finally something light and loose. You recommended a lady contemplating a boob job to only get one boob. Why would you recommend that? Yeah, I did. And, well, you know, it comes from the heart here. It seemed like she was a little torn about the whole idea. So I'm thinking if she does one boob, It's like taking a test drive. If she likes it, she gets a she gets the second boob. And if she doesn't like the first boob, she can always have the one that she installed removed. Doesn't that make a little bit of sense?
Immature. The man's immature, you know?
You know, I thought it was sound advice, though. Really. All right, here is today's Kiss Me, Kill Me email, telling me what you like and dislike about the Rat's Ass podcast. Megan L. in Reno, Nevada said, I love the email segment. Right or wrong, you always think you're right and don't apologize for it. Well, Megan, if you've listened to the podcast, you know I am always right unless I'm wrong. What she hates about the podcast is, she says, sometimes there is too much surface info. I wish you'd dig deeper into certain issues like music and even politics. Yeah, the Rat's Ass podcast is more like, you know, having sex with a guy with the first time where he says, just let me put the tip in. Right? If you have any questions, comments, or observations, send them to my producer, Fleabag, at ratsasspodcast@gmail.com. The more outrageous and salacious, the better.
Rat's Ass Podcast. Head trauma.
All right, today we're playing It Sounds Dirty, But It's Not. I gave you three clues for you to guess what I'm describing. All right, clue number one, I'm wet on all sides. Number two, you have to go down to find me. And number three, my bush is thick. It sounds dirty, but it's not. Did you get it? Have you figured out what it is? If you said Australia,
yeah, baby,
you got it. Correct the mundo. But if you missed it, go see a doctor about your head trauma and get well soon. All right, that's about it for me today. I'm off to see the wizard. Yes, I'm off to see the wizard. They actually do some awesome car detailing here in Southern California, and it is time to winterize. And we do that in Southern California, just a little differently than you folks in cold country. But I do have one more thing for you. Did you know Siri will sometimes state that the world will end in 2038?
Oh, God, that's a bunch of gosh darn wishy-washy nonsense.
Well, okay. When do you think the world will end, Alexa? I mean, you know all, see all?
Well, according to my Ouija board, sometime between now and when it happens.
Oh, God. Sometime between now and when it happens. Could you narrow it down maybe for us?
Okay, how about Christmas Day? Don't go shopping because it won't matter.
No, stop listening to her. She doesn't know. All right, yeah, go shopping because it could be your last chance. All right, welcome to Rat Nation. Sue Maxwell, Cumberland, Maryland, James Gutterberg of Youngstown, Ohio, Christopher Meckling, Norman, Oklahoma, and Buddy Carrington in Jackson, Mississippi, and around the world to listeners in Palermo, Italy, Hanover, Germany, and Dundee, Scotland.
Now's your chance to be one of the few and the loud. Join Rat Nation at ratsasspodcast.com. Membership does have its rewards, you know.
All right, that's it for this episode of the Rat's Ass Podcast. Go check out ratsasspodcast.com to get the entire Rat's Ass Podcast experience. Yeah, we're more than just a podcast. You can listen to the podcast, rock out on Rat's Ass Rock TV, read the blog that's loaded with a lot of hot topicality, plus you can still join Rat Nation without having to qualify. And connect with us on the socials, too. We'll do this again on Monday, October 13th. Take care of each other. And thanks for dropping by the Rat's Ass Podcast.
The conversation continues between podcasts on X and ratsasspodcast.com. ratsasspodcast.com.